Hey there, amazing humans. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. Sometimes, it feels like the pressures of everyday life are amplified tenfold, and that's where today's topic comes in. Building a support network for your mental health and success. We all need a tribe, a crew, a squad of awesome people who get us, uplift us, and help us conquer those inner demons, and maybe even the occasional spilled coffee. Having a strong support system isn't just about having people to vent to when things get tough. It's about cultivating genuine connections that fuel your mental well-being and empower you to achieve your goals. Okay, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build a rockstar support network. First up, be intentional. Don't just passively hope people will magically appear in your life and fulfill all your emotional needs. Actively seek out connections with people who share your values, interests, and goals. Join clubs, take classes, volunteer for causes you care about, anything that puts you in contact with like-minded individuals. Remember, quality over quantity. You want a few truly supportive people in your corner, not 100 acquaintances who just ghost after your birthday celebration. Next, practice vulnerability. Sharing your struggles and triumphs with others builds trust and strengthens bonds. It's okay to let your guard down and show your authentic self. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a cake to taste good if you only used half the ingredients. Vulnerability adds that extra layer of flavor and depth to any relationship. Don't be afraid to say, "Hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed," or "I really appreciate your support." Those little acts of openness can go a long way. Thirdly, be a good listener. Just as important as sharing your own experiences is actively listening to others. When someone confides in you, give them your undivided attention, ask thoughtful questions, and offer genuine empathy. Remember, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is simply be present and let someone know they're heard and understood. You know that feeling when you've finally vented about something and feel a weight lifted off your shoulders? That's the magic of good listening. Fourth, set boundaries. While it's essential to be supportive, remember to prioritize your own well-being. It's okay to say no to requests that drain your energy or time. Communicate your needs clearly and assertively, and don't feel guilty about putting yourself first sometimes. After all, you can't pour from an empty cup. Lastly, celebrate the wins. Building a strong support network takes time and effort, so make sure to celebrate milestones along the way. Whether it's connecting with someone new, deepening an existing friendship, or simply having a meaningful conversation, acknowledge and appreciate these victories. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up and celebrate your successes. Think about that last friend group you had in high school. Were they the ones who cheered you on during tough times? Did they make you laugh until your sides hurt? Those are the connections that matter, the ones that feel like home. Imagine building a new circle of friends, but this time, with all the lessons learned from those past experiences. You can be intentional about who you choose to spend your time with, create healthy boundaries, and nurture relationships built on mutual support and respect. But here's the kicker. It doesn't just stop at friendships. Think about your family, mentors, even colleagues who become like family. Each person you connect with adds a different dimension to your support network. The key is to diversify those connections so that you have people from different walks of life who can offer diverse perspectives and support in various areas. Remember, building a strong support network isn't about finding the perfect people. It's about showing up authentically, nurturing genuine connections, and being there for others just as they're there for you. It's a continuous journey, and it's worth every step. So go out there, connect with amazing people, and build a support system that empowers you to thrive mentally, emotionally, and personally. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others discover the show and join our awesome community. And let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag ADHDFocusConnect. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.